as we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
All right, here it comes.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Why, what a little tiny microchip deep inside some electronic. Broadcasting to the world through the miracle of the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is U-62, the TAR. Now your host, a man with a lifelong dream of getting paid to do this, Mark Pappas. On this week's show, I say goodbye to Batman, Data sings, and I share news stories too hot for radio. It's episode 88, Keys in My Pocket. So sit back, relax, grab yourself some warm root beer and a towel that's oh so fluffy. U-62 the TAR, you're in for something special.
Enjoy the show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the TARG. I have had a very busy week, you know. I had lots of late meetings and stuff to go cover, but now I'm done, I'm tired, I'm relaxing, and I'm talking to you. I'm recording this on a Saturday, and it was a very monumental Saturday for Saturday morning television, for another chapter in Batman animation has come to an end. That's right, the Batman cartoon that's been on for the past 4 years, had its final episode this morning. I think that in the grand scheme of things, the Batman will be remembered as a fine addition to Batman in animation. It really didn't give us anything new. All it did was it brought us a flat-out, entertaining Batman cartoon. But, you know, it did some good things. You know, finally we got to see some villains like Black Mask and Clue Master in animation. What's unique about the Batman is you can really divide it into two distinct eras. The first two seasons and then the last three. In the first two seasons, it was trying to go for some of that Batman Begins kind of stuff, showing us Batman's first couple of years in Gotham. The police still didn't like him and all that. And then, for the last three seasons, it got into a typical Batman fight the villain show. They brought in Batgirl and Robin. And for the final season, it was flat out Justice League. So, fare thee well, Batman. You were a great show, but I guess now I gotta start watching more Legion of Superheroes.
Secure them in their dreamland.
Welcome back to U62 the Targ. Hey, I'm Mark, and I am just absolutely thoroughly excited. Brent Spiner has a new album out. Brent Spiner, of course, he played Data on Star Trek The Next Generation, and he actually fancies himself a bit of a crooner. You know, he released his first album back in the early 90s at the height of Data Mania, and has become quite a rare collector's item on eBay. And you know, one of his first acting gigs after Star Trek was on Broadway, doing a revival of 1776 where he played Benjamin Franklin. And of course, we can't forget the couple little bars he sang in Star Trek Nemesis. So Data can sing. He's got a new album out now. It's called Dreamland, and here's a little sample.
Hop a freight, grab a star, come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze, on your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, only please come back to me. On a mule, in a jet, with your hair in a net, in a towel ringing wet, I don't care, this is where you should be.
Yes, that's Dreamland, starring Brent Spiner. You can't go buy this at HMV or anything like that. Brent Spiner is only selling it independently through his website, therealbrentspiner.com. You know, I actually am tempted to drop the $20 and get it, you know, because it's Data and he sings. Maybe I'll even spend the extra $5, $25, and get the autographed version. Wow, Data sings. Can't be any worse than William Shatner.
You're listening to Mark Kappas.
That young man fills me with hope and some other emotions that are weird and deeply confusing me.
On U62, The Targ.
U62 the Targ, playing all kinds of crazy stuff. Welcome back, I'm Mark. And I'm going to do something here on the podcast I've been wanting to do for a long time. As you know, in my day job, I'm a radio news guy, and occasionally there are news stories that come down the wire services where I would love to read them on the air, but I know for conservative old Athabasca, it would probably be just a little too much and we'd get some angry phone calls from little old ladies. So what I think I'm going to start doing is every time a couple of those news stories come down, I'm going to save them for myself, and I will read them to you here in the podcast. Here's one that came down earlier this week that I just have to share. Sex toys are getting some respect in Sweden. The state-owned pharmacy chain will be stocking vibrators beginning in June. Pharmacy officials say the adult novelties will be stocked in 50 select stores for a year-long trial. A chain spokeswoman says the official pharmacy wants to help people have a better sex life with or without a partner. The Swedish Association for Sex Education is helping officials decide which sex toys to stock. Sweden. There's a party country if there ever was one. And that'll about do it for this week's show. I'm Mark Kappas. This has been The Targ. I will see you next week. And this brings us to the end of another exciting episode of The Targ. Don't forget you can download a new episode of The Targ every week at chaosinabox.com. The Targ is written and produced by Mark Kappas under the watchful eye of 42 Star Wars action figures. The Targ is a Chaos in a Box production.